This is Building Bridges, your community and labor report. I'm Amy Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
Today's show is Workers on the Food Chain. Farmers worldwide are leading the fight against free trade and corporate globalization. Later on today's program, you'll hear from farmers from India and France. But first,
we're going to now head to Mexico.
We're going to look at the Union of Campesino Workers in Mexico with Alberto Gomez Flores, Union of Autonomous Regional Farmers Organizations in Mexico. And we're going to see what they think about NAFTA, what they think about world food prices, and about what it's doing to them and how it's destroying the farmers in Mexico.
Por el año de 1991,
around the year 1991,
el administrador en turno en nuestro país,
the administrator at the time in our country,
que se dijo presidente,
who denominates himself president,
nos dijo, vamos a modernizarlos.
Told us, let's modernize.
Vamos a hacer que llegue capital privado al campo.
Let's make the private capital to make its way to the country.
Vamos a superar todos los rezagos.
Let's overcome all of our past problems.
Vamos a construir un mercado muy grande.
Let's build a very big market.
Donde todo lo que producen ustedes se va a colocar.
Where everything you produce will be placed.
Van a tener buenos precios.
You will have very good prices.
Y vivir mejor.
And live better.
Pero necesitan ser eficientes.
But you need to be efficient.
Y necesitan saltar. Había unas mesas. Saltar la mesa.
And you need to jump. There were some tables. You need to jump over the table.
Saltar la mesa significa bajar sus costos de producción.
Jumping over the table means to reduce your production cost.
Seguir las instrucciones de los técnicos para aplicar buenos paquetes tecnológicos en la agricultura.
Follow the instructions of the technicians to obtain good packages in the agriculture.
Habrá productores pequeños que no logren brincar la mesa.
There will be small producers who will not be able to jump over the table.
Ellos tendrán que salir del campo.
They will have to leave the countryside.
Pero tenemos planes que significan absorber, crear empleos.
But we do have plans that means that they will absorb this to create employment.
Que van a permitir absorber la actual tasa de desempleo.
That will allow us to absorb the current rate of unemployment.
Y a esos que no logren ser eficientes tendrán un trabajo.
And those that won't be able to be efficient will have a job.
El Tratado de Libre Comercio es lo que nos vendieron.
The Free Commerce Treaty, it's what they sold us.
Al paso de los años,
with the pass of years,
tenemos una gran pobreza y miseria en el campo.
We have a very big poverty in our countryside.
No vivimos de nuestro trabajo.
We don't live from our work.
Y se concentra los tres grandes problemas que tiene nuestro país.
And the three big problems that our country has are compounded.
La desigualdad.
The inequality.
La pobreza.
Poverty.
Y la exclusión.
And exclusion.
En los últimos cuatro años,
in the last 4 years,
se han perdido 2 millones de empleos en el campo.
In the last 4 years, we have lost 2 million jobs in the countryside.
4 millones de expulsados y sobre todo de migrantes hacia Estados Unidos.
4 millions of expelled and above all of immigrants to the United States.
Y cerca de 1 millón de personas que diariamente quieren cruzar la frontera.
And about 1 million people who daily try to go across the border.
Se sacrificó el campo.
The countryside was sacrificed.
Entonces, nuestra organización, la UNORCA,
then our organization, the UNORCA,
junto con otras organizaciones campesinas mexicanas,
together with other Mexican country organizations,
a finales de 2002,
at the end of the 2002,
dijimos salvemos al campo para salvar a México.
Let's save the countryside so that we can save Mexico.
porque el campo ya no aguanta más.
Because the countryside can no longer take it.
Fue en los años recientes una importante movilización de hombres y mujeres del campo.
It was in the recent years a very important mobilization of men and women from the countryside.
Que afortunadamente tuvimos simpatía de los medios de comunicación, incluidas las televisoras.
That fortunately the media, we had their sympathy, TV and radio.
El movimiento y los medios de comunicación nos ayudaron a tener una opinión pública favorable.
The movement and the public opinion helped us have a favorable opinion.
La importancia del campo en el país.
The importance of the countryside in the country.
La necesidad de revalorar el trabajo y el papel de la agricultura campesina en el país.
The necessity of reevaluating the role of agriculture in the country.
En el año 2003, la vía campesina y otros movimientos aliados, sindicatos de trabajadores, ONGs ambientalistas, en septiembre del 2003.
September of 2003, the Vía Campesina,
sindicato de trabajadores,
Union of Workers,
organismos no gubernamentales,
and non-government organizations,
ambientalistas,
environmentalists.
En Cancún hicimos un fuerte movimiento contra la Organización Mundial del Comercio.
In Cancún, we made a very strong movement against the World Commerce.
Dijimos fuera la Organización Mundial del Comercio de la Agricultura.
We said out of here for the World Organization of Agriculture.
World Trade Organization.
World Trade Organization. Thank you.
Repetimos renegociar el capítulo agropecuario.
We repeated and we wanted to renegotiate the agricultural
del Tratado de Libre Comercio de América del Norte.
Of the NAFTA.
Gritamos que somos capaces de producir los alimentos que el pueblo de México necesita.
We yelled that we are capable of producing the foods that the Mexican peoples need.
En la cantidad y de la calidad que se requiere.
In the amount and the quality that is required.
Manejando y conservando nuestros recursos naturales.
Managing and conserving our natural resources.
Dijimos, somos y podemos ser garantía.
We said we are and we can be guaranteed.
En este mundo globalizado,
in this globalized world,
de soberanía en nuestro país,
of sovereignty in our country.
La alimentación es un arma utilizada por las grandes corporaciones.
Nutrition is a weapon used by the big corporations
y los países más ricos,
and the richer countries,
para imponer y controlar a los países subdesarrollados.
To impose and control the developing nations.
Somos garantía de soberanía alimentaria.
We're guarantee of food sovereignty.
Para tener soberanía alimentaria,
in order to have food sovereignty,
necesitamos renegociar el título agropecuario del Tratado de Libre Comercio.
We need to renegotiate the Treaty of Free Trade Commerce.
Para tener soberanía alimentaria, necesitamos modificar la Constitución mexicana.
In order to have food sovereignty, we need to redo the Mexican Constitution.
En el artículo que se refiere a la tierra.
As far as the article that refers to the land.
Necesitamos que nuestra tierra, nuestras parcelas,
we need that our land, our properties,
sean patrimonio de nuestras familias,
be a patrimony or an asset of our families,
que las sociedades mercantiles o las grandes corporaciones,
that the big corporation or the mercantile companies,
no tengan acceso a la propiedad social que son nuestros ejidos y comunidades.
Don't have access to our communities and to our ejidos, that ownership or the communal land.
Conservar nuestro territorio y nuestras tierras es necesario para tener soberanía alimentaria.
Conserving our territory and our land, it's necessary to maintain their sovereignty.
Bajo la lógica de, bajo la estrategia de la soberanía alimentaria,
under the logic and the strategy of the food sovereignty,
necesitamos que toda la política pública,
we need that all the public policy,
programas gubernamentales,
government programs,
presupuestos,
budgets,
sean, definan todo el quehacer agroalimentario,
be defined all things to do for the food system,
comercial,
commercial,
de desarrollo rural,
of rural development,
de combate a la pobreza,
to combat the poverty.
Para tener soberanía alimentaria necesitamos un país en paz.
In order to have food sovereignty, we need a country in peace.
Y eso significa la plena incorporación de los pueblos indígenas.
And that requires the full cooperation of the Indian countries.
Y el reconocimiento de, pleno de todos sus derechos.
And the acknowledgement, the full acknowledgement of all their rights.
Para tener soberanía alimentaria requerimos,
in order to have food sovereignty, we require
que nuestros recursos naturales, suelos, tierra, agua,
there are natural resources, land and water,
nuestros recursos genéticos,
our genetic resources,
tengan reconocimiento como patrimonio de los mexicanos,
have the acknowledgement of the patrimony of the Mexicans,
patrimonio de la humanidad,
patrimony of humanity.
Eso es lo que nos estamos proponiendo.
That's what we are trying to do.
Junto con organizaciones campesinas de África,
together with country organizations from Africa,
de Asia,
Asia,
de Europa,
Europe,
y de toda América,
and all over America,
estamos buscando la revalorización de la agricultura campesina.
We're seeking the revalorization of the country.
En un mundo donde casi la tercera parte de la humanidad somos campesinos y vivimos del campo.
In a world where almost a third of the whole, it's we're campesinos and we live from the same.
En un mundo donde hoy por hoy seguimos alimentando a la humanidad.
In a world that today we continue to feed humanity,
donde el 10% de la producción mundial de alimentos está concentrada por las corporaciones,
in a world where 10% of the world food is controlled by the big corporations,
y donde están buscando privatizar, mercantilizar toda la actividad agrícola,
and where they're looking to commercialize and mercantilize all the agricultural activities.
Estamos resistiendo, queremos seguir existiendo como campesinos.
We're struggling, we're trying to continue to exist as campesinos.
Porque estamos orgullosos de ser campesinos.
Because we are proud of being campesinos.
Y luchamos para seguir siendo campesinos.
And we struggle to continue to be campesinos.
Y la vía campesina el próximo febrero del año que entra,
and the Via Campesina from the next February,
estamos organizando junto con otros aliados un foro internacional.
We are organizing together with other allies an international forum
en un país que se llama Mali de África,
in a country in Africa called Mali,
donde el tema es la soberanía alimentaria,
where the topic is food sovereignty,
y donde estamos invitando a que más sectores participen, estén en los debates,
where we are inviting more sectors to participate in the debates,
vean la importancia que tiene en este mundo la alimentación,
they see the importance that nurture has in this world,
y la agricultura campesina,
and the country agriculture,
y que no es una mercancía cualquiera.
And it's not just about any merchandise.
Es el asunto de la alimentación de la humanidad.
But it's the matter of the humanity's food.
Y quien pueda ir será bienvenido.
Whomever is able to go will be welcome.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.
That was Alberto Gomez Flores from the Union of Autonomous Region Farmers Organizations in Mexico. And there must be continuing, ongoing, aggressive organizing on behalf of the food workers across the world. And that's the theme tonight, working on the food chain. Continuing with working on the food chain, we now go to India, where desperate conditions for farmers have led to tens of thousands of suicides in farming communities.
I'm Prajwala Tatte, as I introduced myself. Over here, I have come to explore some possibilities of trade unions and farmer organizations coalition. Actually, in India, the evils of WTO were sensed by the union traders very early, before the WTO was framed. But anyhow, they couldn't fight WTO very long. All of them, they had to surrender in front of WTO, and all the structural adjustment programs that were taken up by government. But the farmers' organizations or peasants are still fighting, and they are very strong force against WTO, because WTO in no way has helped them. It has ruined them. In my own country, where cotton is grown, where there is a large cotton belt, nearly 100,000 farmers, including cotton farmers, has committed suicides in the last 10 years. And this figure is official figure told by our agriculture minister in the parliament. So the real figure may be more than that, because many suicides are unregistered. And the major chunk of the farmers that have committed suicides are cotton growers. And that's because of the WTO policies of free trade. Anyone in my country can import cotton, and import duty on cotton is only 10%, whereas the government can impose 150% import duty. Still, they have imposed only 10%, and it's all to benefit textile mill owners and rich countries, and including US is giving billions of dollars of subsidies to its cotton traders, or subsidy, I don't know to whom the subsidy is going, but the cotton producers over here are selling their cotton for less than half of the production cost price. And that is hurting farmers in my country, because after the formation of WTO, the petrol prices have grown, went up 6 times, and the price of US dollar has gone up twice. So for my farmers, the cost of production has gone up 12 times. But the price of all the agriculture commodity, that has went down. So for 10 long years, they are bearing loss. And in my farmers and in my country, farmers used to be poor, but they had hope that next year they will repay their loans. But in the last 10 years, every year they are going into loss, and now they have lost hope that they will be able to repay their loans, and therefore they are committing suicides. Hence, here I see some ray of hope that there are trader unions leaders present, and farmers leaders are also present. So if we can form a strong coalition and fight back WTO, I think it will be a very big, great gift to my country, to my farmers. It will be a great relief, and I hope any such thing comes in concrete form from here. Thank you.
And you were listening to a brief piece on India, and continuing with our understanding of working on the food chain.
And now Josie Ruffo from the Confédération Paysanne in France, who speaks about direct action of young people invading a genetically modified cornfield and destroying it despite police violence.
Que nous avons mené en 2000, l'année dernière, en 2005.
An action which we did last year, 2005.
Ce ne sont pas que des militants de la Confédération Paysanne que nous allons pouvoir apercevoir.
These are not just activists of Confédération Paysanne who we are going to see.
C'est un mouvement qui s'appelle les faucheurs volontaires.
This is a movement we call the Volunteer Reapers
d'OGM
of genetically modified organisms.
Ce mouvement, il est né en 2003.
This movement was born in 2003
lors d'un gros rassemblement de 300 000 personnes sur le Larzac.
When some 300,000 people got together at Larzac,
nous avions ce rassemblement contre l'OMC.
And this was an assembly against the WTO.
C'était un grand succès.
Which was a big success.
Et nos partenaires de lutte ont décidé de créer cette association, les faucheurs volontaires, pour pouvoir lutter avec nous et que nous accompagner dans la lutte, créer des alliances.
It was our partners, our social partners, who decided to create this organization of volunteer reapers to join, accompany and assist us in our struggle.
Aujourd'hui, nous sommes 5000 faucheurs volontaires.
And now we are 5000 members of the volunteer reapers.
Ce sont des personnes qui se sont engagées par écrit.
These are people who have signed up to join
dans une démarche de désobéissance civile.
In a process of civil disobedience.
C'est quelque chose qui peut avoir des conséquences lourdes au niveau juridique.
This is something that can have very heavy legal consequences.
Mais c'est un moyen de lutte que nous avons choisi parce que les moyens légaux ne suffisaient pas et nous n'étions pas entendus.
But we chose this means of struggle because the legal means that we had been using were not enough and they were not being heard.
En France, les sondages montrent que 75% des Français se prononcent contre les OGM.
Polls in France have shown that 75% of the French are against genetically modified foods.
Les champs, les communes des champs où il y a implantation, la plupart du temps, ne sont pas d'accord. Ils ont pris des arrêtés contre ces plantations.
When GM seeds are being planted in towns, the towns are against it and they're trying to stop it.
Les régions ont pris des décisions également contre ces implantations.
Regions have taken measures to stop the planting.
Mais nous n'avons toutes ces décisions n'ont pas force de loi.
But none of these decisions have the force of law.
Donc le gouvernement dit ce n'est pas valable.
And the government says that they have no meaning.
Et nous disons ce n'est pas la démocratie.
And then we say that's not a democracy.
Nous demandons la démocratie.
We demand democracy.
Dans la mesure où elle n'est pas possible, nous allons vers une démarche de désobéissance civile.
And where we find that that is not possible, we are going to take means of action, including civil disobedience.
Nous sommes attendus par des policiers armés avec des balles en caoutchouc.
There were policemen waiting for us. They were armed with rubber bullets.
Beaucoup de gaz très toxiques.
There was a lot of toxic gases that they had.
Et beaucoup de pression psychologique.
And a lot of psychological pressure.
Ce sont des moments très difficiles.
These were very difficult moments.
Nous avons eu également des problèmes avec les travailleurs de Syngenta.
We had problems as well with the employees of Syngenta.
Ça a été une action très pénible.
It was a very painful action for us to take.
Ce qu'il faut dire également, c'est que il y a eu un jugement suite à cette action.
We must also point out that following this, there was a trial.
Ce jugement nous a donné raison.
Which found that we were in the right.
Nous a donné raison parce que le champ n'avait pas d'autorisation d'implantation.
And we won our case because the field had been planted without due authorization.
L'état de nécessité a été reconnu.
It was realized that we were acting out of necessary self-defense.
Ainsi que le principe de précaution qui n'avait pas été respecté.
And the precautionary principle had not been upheld.
Pour nous, c'est une réelle victoire.
This is a real victory for us.
Mais la bataille n'est pas terminée puisque Monsanto et le gouvernement ont fait appel de ce jugement.
But it's not the end of the fight because the government and Monsanto are now appealing that judgment.
Nous ne baissons pas les bras.
We're not putting our hands down.
Nous pensons que cette lutte est fondamentale.
We think this struggle is very fundamental.
Et que nous ne pouvons pas la perdre.
And we cannot afford to lose it.
Ce qui est très intéressant dans ce mouvement, c'est que ce ne sont pas que des paysans, ce sont des syndicalistes ouvriers, ce sont des citoyens, ce sont des enseignants, ce sont des gens de tous horizons qui s'unissent pour sauver l'agriculture, qu'elle puisse être libre d'OGM.
What's interesting about this, I want you to understand, you're not just seeing peasant farmers, you're seeing trade unionists, environmentalists, teachers, people from all walks of life who have joined together because they want our agriculture to be free of GM plants.
Nous avons tout à fait conscience que l'Europe est le dernier bastion. Il n'est pas indemne d'OGM, mais beaucoup moins contaminé que les autres continents.
We're very conscious that Europe is the last bastion. We are not free of GM plant contamination, but we're in a lot better shape than the other continents.
Nous nous installons donc dans une résistance très active.
So we are carrying out a very active resistance.
Monsanto est très déchaîné contre nous.
Monsanto is really out of control in opposition to us.
Il a fait des prélèvements financiers sur les comptes de la Confédération paysanne.
They managed to embargo our bank accounts.
Suite à un ancien jugement lors desquels nous avions été condamnés à payer des dommages et intérêts.
And the basis of a long time ago suit in which we were forced to pay damages.
Ce que nous voyons là, ce sont donc les actes de vandalisme des autres des salariés de Syngenta.
Our tires had been cut and the cars vandalized was done by the employees of Syngenta.
Cela nous pose beaucoup de problèmes parce que c'est parce que nous recherchons.
That's a lot of problems for us because this is not what we're seeking.
Nous comprenons que ces travailleurs essaient de défendre leur emploi.
We understand that these workers are trying to defend their jobs.
C'est exactement le même problème qu'avec le nucléaire ou les usines d'armement.
It's kind of the same problem as it is with nuclear power or with weapons factories.
Nous devons aller vers une démarche de compréhension et d'explication pour éviter ce genre de problème.
And we know that we have to continue activities of consciousness raising and explaining why what we're doing is not against their interest.
And you've been listening to Josie Ruffo from the Confédération Paysanne in France. Today's program, with selections from Mexico, India, and France, were excerpts from the conference Food Chains, Workers and Farmers versus Free Trade and Agribusiness, sponsored by the Cornell Global Labor Institute, and recorded by WBAI reporter Fred Nguyen.
I'd like to thank you for listening. This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report.